I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about why do black people have to choose between our career or activism? Why do black people have to choose between our career or activism? Very good information there. If you have not heard it, get on over to podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. Get on over to weaintscared.com. That was created to help and to give back, that nonprofit. We went on a tour last year to raise money for water filters for the residents of Flint. We do have plans for 2018 to revisit that. Also, weaintscaredrecords.com. That was birthed out of the tour. So we met some interesting talent and wanted to use some of the talent in a good way, right, to showcase, continue to showcase the talents. So we'll be heading to Detroit next year and making sure that we continue to grow and make some positive change. Also, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. If you can't get behind Black Lives Matter, there is a problem. All they ever espouse is black life is important. That's it. We're not more important. We're not less important. We're equally important. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. I do have a special in studio or over the phone guest, and I'm going to bring him in just a moment. But today's topic is why the music industry is a trap house. Why the music industry is a trap house. Now, it's because we did start this label. I was fortunate enough to meet someone who is instrumental in a lot of ways in actually pulling together certain aspects of the label and the operations of that label. And he is on the line with me right now. His name is Henry Williams. He's actually the COO, Chief Operations Officer at the label. Henry, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, brother. Thank you. How are you about yourself?
Oh, everything is great. Everything is great. And let me first say, man, it was a pleasure, you know, running into you, meeting you, just to kind of give some quick backstory, and then we'll jump into the topic. I was actually it was our San Francisco show, and we talked before then for about a few weeks. And then we got there and it was a wild ride, to say the least. And so Henry, he's very, very knowledgeable. And, you know, I call him the glue, because he does know so much. So, we did an interview with, Chauncey Francois out of Detroit about, what was it, a week ago? Yeah, it was a week ago.
Yes, sir.
Right. And so we say it again.
About a week ago.
And so we started getting into some of the nuances and the traps, if you will, of the record industry and our goal of wanting to do something different. So I'm not going to step on you, Hen. I know you got a lot that you you know, want to share. So when it comes to the trappings, right, the traps of the industry, I'm going to just open up the floor to you to just go ahead and talk more about that. So the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Well, basically, in an industry coming in the 80s and then kind of taking a step out a little bit in the 90s and then turning back in kind of toward the end of the 90s, top of the 2000s, I've seen some things from an administrative standpoint that are disturbing. And you know, looking back and then looking at what's going on now, I'm definitely technology forward. I believe that technology is going to be very instrumental in the growth of the culture as a whole, and that it definitely opens up other markets, which creates other opportunities, and I'm for that verbatim. But I believe that sometimes you can't give responsibility to people who are not used to having it. Discipline and structure is not just because the restraint of, okay, I don't want to do this and that. Sometimes it's also a form of protection, because sometimes we have to think for people. And if you look at the overall example, now the artist is capable of producing its own videos. Able to upload certain materials. But without the evaluation process in place, it kind of implements a certain quality of content that's being implemented. Mm-hmm. Where before, if you put it before a certain panel of people, it would give you a little bit more insight. Not saying that I want the freedom of artists' disposition for their freedom of what they want to write and so forth. But let's be very clear about the industry as a whole. It's designed by time. Mm. And how does publishing work? Okay, you get a quality product, you put it into the process, it does well, and publishing comes through the consistency of airplay. Mm. So let's look at projects, Gold All In My Mouth. Excellent record, took off, now you don't hear that record anymore. Mm. So from a publishing standpoint, this revenue is not going to be as gained as it would be for a Dear Mama Tupac type of record, which to this day still gets played. Mm-hmm. And not just because of Tupac. Of course, he's an excellent artist, excellent performer, excellent actor, but it was the content that made him have so much longevity as far as radio and overall content life. Mm-hmm. And I think because a lot of these artists are responsible for not being held accountable, because no one's teaching them the quality of song structure. And okay, you want to have records that jump out there, mm-hmm. the novelty record that just for that particular purpose. But at the same time, that artist should be able to say something with some form of substance that's going to give them some content staying power. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's part of the trap. Mm-hmm. The majors used to use, they just put them in the studio, shoot them in the videos, which to me called the administrative smoke screen. Which, while they're focusing on that, them folks is crunching the numbers and coming up with different ways to extract monies out of you. And next thing you know, you're signing in advance with a retarded amount of interest rate, as we discussed with in other interviews, and you find yourself in debt. And I think what people don't really realize, when a lot of people relate to it as a loan, first of all, you get the extension of the loan due to the value of your credit. And people don't realize that the talent is the credit. Mm. And the better the talent, the more you will be extended the line of credit. So if they know that, wow, this person and the credit goes as this, or this person can write, arrange, produce, he knows his way around the studio a little bit, and with a decent engineer, they know they're going to be able to get the mileage out of this particular investment, which is all that's part of the game. But when it comes to structure and finance, understand what needs to be implemented, they end up not preventing these things on purpose for administrative distractions, to mm-hmm. use those distractions as an excuse to not pay you mm-hmm. what you do. Mm-hmm. There's no way you're going to give a child X amount of money and not tell him that, hey, there's taxes involved. You know, hey, mm-hmm. There's retirement involved. Mm-hmm. There's short-term and long-term investment things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, first thing, major label, well, that's not our responsibility. That's where management comes in at. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't management that gave them the money.
Right, right.
So I still feel that the label, we have some type of in-house disbursement, structured disbursement, so that the artists will leave out with some form of understanding. And at the end of the day, if the label is not going to be a breeding ground for entrepreneurs, I'm going to feel that, to me, you're in the way. And I'm going to show you, mm-hmm. if your moral compass was in the right place, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in now, because the majors are on their way out.
You know, let me just, I'm taking notes, right, as you're talking, and I'm putting myself in the seat of the listener, you know, like I'm hearing this for the very first time. And there are a few questions. You mentioned moral compass, and you mentioned songs with legs, longevity, and not just sort of a flash in the pan. But even before that, Like we have a label. We're in the industry, and the first thing that would come to my mind after hearing this for the first time is, what is the benefit? Why are you sharing all of these traps? Right? If you're in the industry, what is the benefit of you telling, you know, revealing these things? Right? I mean, doesn't this benefit you? Wouldn't it benefit you more not to share it? Wouldn't it benefit you, you know, us more as a label to keep this stuff a secret to ourselves and use it? And I'll just be, you know, be blunt, against the artists, right? As leverage to our advantage. You know, like why go this direction?
Well, I think the problem is that, number one, you're never going to make all the money. Number one, you can make the same amount of money telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make the same amount of money paying people on time. You make the same amount of money by really changing life. Life changes come when you don't go through the same thing twice.
Mm.
You know, and when I see an artist go to jail for tax evasion, or I hear what he owes X amount of this, or he hasn't been paying child support, but yet he's been making all this money on these shows. At some point, someone has to sit down and say, wait a minute, son, that's not how this needs to go.
You know?
I don't see why not tell the truth. Because one thing about it, you can't suppress it.
Mm.
It's going to reveal itself. And I found that I like being able to do business and be able to walk down the street, mm-hmm. and not worry about somebody disrupting my name in some form, or putting bad karma around business that I do,
mm-hmm.
based on the natures of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be that way, because at the end of the day, if Universal told the truth, that wouldn't stop Lil Wayne and Baby them from making any money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the customer base don't really know the business of that magnitude, mm-hmm. you know, what's being discussed. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing Wayne and Baby should never have a money issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if y'all got along with each other when y'all didn't have nothing, why is it an issue? Is okay, Baby, if you y'all got a couple $100 million and you owe him $40 million and pay the man the $40 million, let's keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna make it back just from the way that you guys have been blessed with doing business. All of them are talented, very brilliant, mm-hmm. and let me be fair, and speaking of certain subjects that I don't know all the mechanics of the situation, so this is not mm-hmm. bashing Baby, this is not bashing mm-hmm. Cash Money, this is not bashing Young Money,
mm-hmm.
Just looking on the outside of just thinking of their success rate.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
If it's something internal they want to have, and they have it, that's a beautiful thing, because fathers and sons, family, even guys that's been around you a long time, you're going to have your differences. That's all part of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I feel it's resolvable, because if it's based on money, that can't be the problem. It has to be something else.
Mm.
Because y'all got money. So,
right.
I just feel it could be addressed and be resolved, so we don't have to harp on that. Mm-hmm. And every time we get companies that get to a certain success level, mm-hmm. Something is always thrown out there to try to show that there was something done for them to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, nothing ever showed that these guys just successful and they're just doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, well, they were successful, it's because he didn't do this or he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and personally, I just think that's unfair. If you don't really know the inner mechanics of it,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what's really going on,
mm-hmm.
then I don't think it should be spoke upon as Baby didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because we don't know
right.
what's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and that's his son, and sometimes you got to stay out of family business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, my concern comes to the people who don't reach that success rate,
mm-hmm.
like they have had, as a little bit lower skill, they're still generating income,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're not familiarized with what to do with the money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and understanding the point system and how to negotiate things.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a bad habit of rushing. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is something you're going to do for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. don't try to compile your mixtape. I'm going to promote, do this, and think in 30 days, 45 days, this thing is going to happen. There's a development process involved in this. There's a marketing process involved in this. There's a timing issue involved in this business. There's product selection and being strategic because the market is so saturated. Mm-hmm. And I benefit off of it. Our company benefits off of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have kept it and said the heck with it and do business in a traditional way and bleed the artists out of their money. And all that. But what is the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
For me, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, when I lay my head down at night, mm-hmm. I want to know that I did the right thing. And mm-hmm. that I educated my people. And when I say my people, let me be very clear. Those are my people who have been administratively abused mm-hmm. in the record business. Not just from a cultural standpoint, just overall. Mm-hmm. The skill level, a lot of artists, the Jay-Z 444 album, I thought was a phenomenal piece. Given insight, direction, and projection,
mm-hmm.
and his vision for where he wants his people to space that he wants his people to start looking into.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It made we're getting feedback from different people, but in the overall, Jay-Z is saying, "Look, man, let's look at real money mm-hmm. and what we're trying to grow and where to put it, and make certain investments that we may not be familiar with." You know, like the paintings or things of that status.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to me, just trying to broaden the scope and give them a different financial path that they can take mm-hmm. when they reach a certain form of success.
Right.
And we ain't scared records. You can't say we ain't scared and then you're scared to tell the truth.
Mm. Say that again.
And it's just, right. I'm just adamant about it.
Mm-hmm.
And from my standpoint, it's now time to go from slavery ship to ownership.
Mm. I like it.
And we as a people can't keep complaining about conditions that we're responsible for in the first place.
Okay.
So that's what we're here for. This is what we're about. Because when the lights is off and the curtains closed, where will you be at?
Mm. Right. So, and then, you know, again, putting myself in the seat of the listener and really wanting to make sure we press this a little bit more. So basically what you're saying is you can treat people fair, you can make a good living, you can be honest, and still leave a positive imprint on the world and expose your talent and respectfully and create entrepreneurs and millionaires. You can do that, is what you're saying. Is that?
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. It's crazy. That we can name how many millionaires we got in the record business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you can name them, that means you ain't got enough of them.
Wow. Okay, that's heavy. So then, you know, you said from slavery, slave ship to ownership, and knowing that, and you know, it's predatory, right? To come up with a good term, the music business has a reputation of being predatory. And what I want to reinforce, you know, as you and I continue to work together is if you're listening and you're an artist and you really want an opportunity, you know, and this is a direct question, obviously, to you, Hen. If there was an artist sitting in front of you and the direct question was, OK, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but why should I take a risk, right, on what you're saying, and why should I believe it, right? Why should I take a risk at We Ain't Scared Records and truly believe what you're saying is what you're going to actually do?
Well, I mean, honestly, you answered your own question
mm-hmm.
because every time you're sitting in front of me,
mm-hmm.
your numbers ain't what they should be.
Mm.
Number two, how do you know I'm not going to do what I say I'm going to do?
Mm. Well, fair point.
You know, relationships, sometimes when they first start, you open the door for, you get comfortable, Mm-hmm. Get to the point where you get mad because she ain't opened your door.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get mad when a relationship takes a turn.
Right.
Because you changed it.
Mm.
You quit opening the door.
Got it.
But you can't do that and then turn around and get mad when it changes.
Mm.
Wow. So, in essence is, I'm as good as it is of the project.
Got it.
You put these things before me, and especially when you have a good product.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the time in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do everything I said I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the good part about it is if it's something I feel like I can't do, then I have the resources to go to someone to get it done.
Love it.
You know, but you have to allow me the opportunity to fail.
Yes.
Because look at the energy you bring to me.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you say, well, what makes me think you're going to be able to do everything you said you do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a form of negativity.
Yes.
Instead of sitting down with me and say, hey, man, what plan do you have for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then giving me the time frame to allow to execute what I said I'm going to be able to do. And then we can put, you can tell when something's stagnant and when something's growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, look here, when I'm going to be with you for 90 days, I'm going to see if my Facebook followers go from 1,000 to 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I get to 1,450,
mm-hmm.
you get me? Okay, man, I got 450 more listening viewers than I had when I started with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's growth.
Yes.
Okay, now we got to be able to see why we weren't able to do it in a time frame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists have a tendency not to look at what they're not doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, expand on that, yeah.
Yeah, and when you sign on as with a label, whether it's me, Universal, I don't care who you sign with, when you sign a label, that's when the work starts.
Mm-hmm.
Artists have a tendency to get what I call spiritually lazy.
Hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm with Universal now, man. Nah, it's cakewalk time.
Mm.
You get me? No, man, this is when it's time to go to work.
Okay. Okay.
That's when it's time to work. You got to work just as, you got to, and this no, that's no different when people say, well, okay, well, you look at the success rate of certain situations and you act more quickly
mm-hmm.
based on if Jimmy Iovine gave you something to sign versus I give you something to sign, but you know they're dealing with this particular person and you know they're going to cost them make money, all that kind of stuff, and that's going to be a great thing. My point, I'm not talking about the success of the person you're talking about. I'm talking about with the same respect
mm-hmm.
and the same love and the same support
mm-hmm.
in your spirit when you sign.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them guys, it's amazing. You sign a record deal
mm-hmm.
with Universal, which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misconstrue. To make 10 cents. But you won't sign with me to make 40 cents.
Mm. Mm. And you just, man, it's that whole white man's ice is colder thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the crazy part about it, that the white man got his ice cubes from me.
Right.
Now, let me be very clear because I don't want this to turn to a racial thing.
No.
We're saying white in the lines of that in the primitive thinking aspect of it.
Right.
Because I got some black guys that's in the same position doing the same thing.
There you go. I'm glad you cleared that up.
So let's be very clear because I know how that can turn you use as an excuse and then we on something else.
Right.
So let's give it a lot. You know, sometimes I like to clear those type of things up because sometimes I'm speaking to people who take the conversation very literally.
Yeah, right.
And not in the industry enough to understand the content of what I said.
Right.
And if you think about it, as I've explained to Mark in our earlier part of our relationships, if you look at the word entertainment,
mm-hmm.
it breaks it down. Enter means to go into, tame means control, and money is what's where money is manufactured at.
Mm-hmm.
You're going into business to control the money that you make.
Mm. Okay, I like how you broke that down, and I think the other side to it, and you know, this is probably I think we got about another 5-10 minutes here, but the independents versus the majors, right? I kind of want to touch on that a little bit, and I can already tell that we'll be back for a part two, a part three, you know, about the trap house, you know, of the music industry. But, you know, if you could, in a few words or a few minutes here, what is your perspective on independence and versus majors and the timing of everything right now?
Well, I think being independent, this is a great time to be independent. It's great because, to me, the business is very personalized. You know, you have a different relationship with your customer base. The intellectual properties are changing. Independence, you don't have to, you can upload a record, it's 99 cents, you can tell a few people, then go pull down on it, and you can generate income. You're more accessible to your money. And one thing I love about technology from the independent side is forcing them to be a little bit more structured. Because when you deal with like the CD babies or you deal with certain venues that pay out for products, you have to have an understanding of business to understand how they're going to pay. So it's kind of forcing them to get a little bit more in the business side because they're trying to obtain a pay. Independent branch now.
Right.
It saturates the market more. Okay, that's the given. But now it's going to have to force the artist to be more creative and to have a different point of delivery.
Right.
And even though this young man is not independent, I'm going to say this. Kendrick Lamar, in my opinion, is one of the best artists when it comes to delivering his message his way. And if people could take the more Kendrick Lamar approach to the creativity side of the business, and not just be so general, okay? And I love myself. I'm from Detroit, born and raised. You can't get no more Detroit than me. But when I just looked at 10 Detroit videos last night, everybody looked like everybody had the same. Like everybody had the same stock. Everybody had the same jewelry. And the deliveries, you know, you have a few different deliveries in there, and they're very talented.
Right.
But I think that they don't tap deeper into what they're capable of doing because the business has made them that lazy.
Okay. I get it. And so this is what we're going to do, right? We're definitely going to have you, you know, we're going to, you know, have you come back. Right. We're going to continue these conversations, these discussions, you know, about the industry, you know, and I loved how you set it up that, you know, well, why are we telling this, saying this truth? It's like, because we ain't scared. Right. We ain't scared to reveal these things because the truth of the matter is, it's kind of like a chef writing down the recipe, right, of how he makes something. Right. Just because you have it doesn't mean you're going to be able to cook it the exact same way. Right.
But the beautiful part about that is that even if you can. You don't mean you won't come back to the restaurant.
That is true, too. You're right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, I know how to make bacon and egg, but sometimes I'm going to go have, I want somebody else to cook it. I'm going to go to Coney Island. I'm going to go to, you know, I know I can make an egg McMuffin. I can buy the stuff from the store, but I'm going to stop at McDonald's and get it because that's what I want to do today.
Right.
And McDonald's ain't lost a beat since everybody in the world ought to cook their own burgers. McDonald's is doing okay as far as I can see.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right, man.
What's the deal on the formula? You know.
Say that again.
Let's get more. There shouldn't be no problem with the formula.
Oh, right.
You know, and I know everybody say, well, everybody can't have this and everybody can't have that. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes information can be dangerous in the wrong hands.
Right.
Then put good information and safe information in their hands so when it goes, it won't be dangerous.
Great point.
Because what's more dangerous than not knowing the truth?
You're right. You're right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to continue this discussion, man. And we're going to, educate not just the artists, but those people that even if they're not in the industry, just give them a different purview, right, of how things operate, because they may know somebody that wants to get in. And being able to share this information and this podcast with them, it can help arm them with the kind of information, as you stated, that can help them survive the traps, right, that the industry is riddled with. But we're going to continue to make a positive difference, a positive change. I know you're in Detroit. Before we drop off here, anything or anybody you want to shout out or say about Detroit as we, kind of close out here?
Yes, I was all my Detroit, I want to thank you for staying in the fight. I want to thank you for sticking with the city. I know we're in transition, but there's nowhere to go from this point but up. Embrace the truth. We ain't scared to embrace the truth.
That's right. Love it. Love
it. Let's help each other get there.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. And so when we pick back up on the next episode, we'll talk about the marketing, we'll talk about the distribution, and some of the other things that people need to be aware of. So I want to thank you, the listeners, for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. My name is A1 with Henry Williams.
We ain't scared.
We ain't scared, right? We ain't scared.